we want to just remind people of why we have Christmas. You know, the original Christmas story started 2,000 years ago. Other influences in society have taken over, and so we just try to get a bit of a balance there going. Anybody who came down here with a theological degree could probably pick holes in us. However, we present it as faithful as we possibly can from what we understand the scriptures.
How interested do you find people to be? You said that there seems to be a bit of multi-messages going on about Christmas at the moment.
I believe that there's a new interest in spirituality, in all sorts of areas of spirituality, and we want to make sure the Christian side of the story is just told strongly and firmly, and just what we're on about.
Well, let's take a little tour through the town of Bethlehem then.
Okay. So, we are walking through the main gates of the town of Bethlehem into the Roman quarter, and if you look to our left here, we have the kids lined up to be Roman soldiers.
All right, we've passed the soldiers. Now, this man looks very important.
Oh, this is King Herod. He thinks he's important. King Herod, may we enter your temple?
Certainly, certainly. Come on up.
Now, King Herod, what's your role in Stable on the Strand?
I suppose I'm the baddie, because Herod the Great, he was appointed by the Romans, so he was in very good with the Romans, but he was also from a Jewish family, and he tried to keep in as well as possible with the Jews. But most importantly, he wanted to establish a dynasty in the kingdom of Judea, which meant that anyone who might have been called king of the Jews got head chopped off straight away, including his two oldest children. So it was only natural later on, when a Messiah was born and people were saying he's going to be king of the Jews, that he had all the little boys in Bethlehem killed.
All right, let's move on. Where are we heading to?
All right, so let's go and find some wise men. If they're wise men, they'll be sheltering from the rain a little bit. So we're passing here a carpentry shop. Ah, there's a wise man, three wise men. Wise men.
Hello, good evening, how are you?
Could you tell me what's the role of the three wise men here in the town of Bethlehem?
Well, our role is to bring people to the point where they want to go and see Jesus and to fulfill the story as it was written in Matthew 2 about the wise men coming from the east.
How seriously do you take the role in terms of the historical accuracy?
There are a lot of stories about the wise men. It's written a number of different ways. Some people tell there are 12 wise men. Other people just talk about wise men. They don't talk about the three wise men. But we're representing the story as it was told in the Bible.
So if you're the wise men, does that mean you're sort of the historical equivalent of Google? Do people come up and just ask you random questions?
Well, back in our home area they do. Here we're sort of imports here. The census is going on, there's people everywhere.
Here we're more like WikiLeaks.
That's right. Yeah. We're seen as the bad guys.
We're a novelty and people are not quite sure what we are about. We don't look like we have come for the census, but...
Yeah, in 2,000 years, people might look back on Assange and say, wow.
Greatest story ever told.
And what have we got here?
Okay, well, we're about to enter the area where the amphitheatre, where the Journey is playing tonight. And it's a 20-minute play that talks about the journey of Mary and Joseph, to Bethlehem and the reasons behind it, and just give it a slightly different angle to it all. So if you'd like to come and join me, we'll go and have a look at it.
Come and see the greatest story ever told. Come and see the journey, totally free.
All right, cut it out, guys. We've got a story to tell.
A story?
Yes, the greatest story of all time.
Mm. You see, we're in our field with our sheep. I said our sheep.
And then out of nowhere, an angel appeared.
An angel!
All right, where are we headed next?
Probably the what we consider to be the highlight of the whole evening will be our visit to the stable area with Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus. But first of all, we pass the donkey over here. We're always going to have the donkey in the story because the donkey carried Mary from Nazareth to Bethlehem. So here's the not quite the original donkey, but a similar one. We have... 10 couples who do the Mary, Joseph and Jesus part, and because we have two rosters each night, and so this couple here are doing the 5:30 to 7:30 roster.
So is this your real baby, or did you have to get a renter baby?
This is our real baby. Yeah, it's our little daughter, but don't tell anyone that.
So how do you go about keeping your child content and angelic looking for the duration of the performance?
Oh, she's always like this. Or he. She's getting our undivided attention, which is pretty unusual because we have an older son who's normally getting attention from us as well. So this is nice for her.
Why is it that you wanted to get involved in Stable on the Strand?
We see it as a really wonderful ministry to the community of Townsville and people visiting Townsville at this time of year. And for us, Christmas really is about the birth of Jesus Christ and what he came to do. And so we just thought, seeing as our daughter is the right age, that it's one small part that we can play.